You're now taking a trip inside our communities. A series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. The Inner City Basic Services Project, ICBSP, funded by the World Bank and managed by JSIF, has been changing lives in 12 communities across the island for the last 7 years. ICBSP seeks to improve the quality of life in the targeted communities through the provision of social services and infrastructural developments. Having achieved its goal, the project is now coming to a close in these 12 communities. In today's program, we take a look at the work the ICBSP has done in Taws Meadow, St. Catherine.
I've won the summer program that I help with to the children get a career to do or to act better in the community, violence free and so on. They've done the GSAT and homework center. The children benefit from that. Because of that, they was able to get a good pass.
That's Keith Webley, outgoing interim president for the Taws Meadows Benevolent Society. He says a total of 40 children from the community benefited from the ICBSP-sponsored program.
It was very good. We had children there who were in GSAT classes, but they weren't working that well. But with the program, they made great improvements because even some who eventually would have gone to a school that most persons wouldn't want to go. Now they have gone to other schools and are doing well.
Francisco Reed, one of the GSAT teachers. In addition to the GSAT classes, the ICBSP has been ensuring that residents in the community have the appropriate documentation, which will make it easier for them to access government services.
So far, the GSIF has helped 400 children to receive their birth paper. We have registered general community. It was free of cost.
Through the Inner City Basic Services Project, a number of residents in Taws Meadows were also able to earn money to support their families.
We have the family support program, and they give some family chicken and feed to keep them for 6 weeks. And after that, they can, when they reach 6 weeks, they can sell and have something to live off of. Internship, they send some to school, and some other places go work, and JSIF pay them.
They have a farming project, which is still on, which the farmers got pig and goat and chicken.
Outgoing treasurer for the Taws Meadows Benevolent Society, Janice Francis, and before her, outgoing president, Keith Webley. Ms. Francis says several persons from the St. Catherine community have also received skills training through the Heart Trust NTA under the ICBSP.
We had a group graduate last year, November. We did level 1 and 2 in plumbing and electrical engineering. 35 did up to level 1 and 15 continuing level 2. And the 15 graduated sometime in November last year.
Here again is GSAT teacher Francisco Reed. She says the residents are happy for the work done in Taws Meadows under the ICBSP and facilitated by JSIF.
I want to tell you, JSIF has made a vast improvement in the behavior. Families getting help, they have been very good. I wouldn't mind if they come back.
Despite the program coming to an end, Ms. Francis says JSIF has provided an excellent foundation for Taws Meadows to build on. Residents have vowed to continue vital programs such as the GSAT classes for youngsters. That's it for this edition of Inside Our Communities, a series brought to you by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. For more information on this and other programs, contact the fund at 968-4545 or visit our website at jsif.org. And remember to like our Facebook page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.